Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy Wednesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. You got a three-man Junk show this Wednesday morn. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on Twitter. At Cakes Flops is where you follow me on Instagram. It's always good to have two different screen at names. It's the best way to build your brand, I've been told. Jason Bishop is here.
What's up?
What's up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You're a little bit ahead of yourself, but Sure. Happy Wednesday.
Are you like not Friday. Here Friday or something?
No, I'm here. It's like a Friday since we have off tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
We have two Fridays this week.
You do have Juneteenth off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a company holiday. Eric Bickle is here, too.
I'm barely here. I'll be honest with you. If we didn't have the Rizzo interview and it wasn't just two of you guys, I would not be here.
You'd be calling out tired?
I'd be calling out insomnia.
Okay.
I'm barely here.
Yeah.
I slept about an hour.
You're here in physical form.
I can't. I won't be able to go home until I take a nap.
Mm.
I mean, I'm broken.
I think I've done that before. I think it was after like I did the Zen experiment. I think I had to take a nap before I left the building. I just was not my normal self.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see that.
Are you exaggerating? Really an hour? Only
maybe
an hour
and a half. I got to bed at 10-ish. I went downstairs. I tried a new location, like at 12:30. And then
yeah.
I was just tossing and turning. 12:30, 12:45, 1:15, 1:45, 2:15.
Insomnia, yes, last night.
That's legit insomnia.
And you took melatonin?
And finally, at the very end. No, I gave up on melatonin. I don't think it does anything for
Benadryl, that's when you pop a Benny, or maybe you just have some personal...
Can't take a Benadryl at 1 a.m. It's too late.
Maybe you have some personal time with yourself.
Didn't even
know what I'm saying?
No. No, there's something wrong. I have a problem.
Maybe you need sleeping pills.
You said you slept good the night before.
I did, because I had no sleep. So I'll probably sleep better tonight, because I mean, you can't just function. Like, eventually your body's going to just fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, well, you don't have to get up tomorrow.
I'm broken.
So you should sleep better tonight.
Was your brain tormented by all the home runs the Rockies were hitting at batting practice against the Nationals yesterday?
No, I wasn't tormented by it, but I was perplexed by it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So the Nats in the midst of now a 10-game losing streak, only the second in the club's history.
Yeah, and Cakes is, you know, you said there's a possibility they get swept by the worst team in baseball, and I said, no chance, I'll bet anything.
Right.
Well, now I won't bet anything.
I don't think you would bet even a dollar.
No, because it's just, it's an embarrassment.
Because the Nats are in a free fall, and just to let listeners know, at 9 a.m., Mike Rizzo will join us, as he does every week, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I would advise you not to miss when Mike Rizzo comes on today. I'll just put that out there.
We'll ask him whatever needs to be asked. It's just annoying. People are like, are you going to ask him questions or you care about your free seats?
I know. It's a lot of, ask him a bunch of softball questions on Twitter. Yeah. All the Twitter tough guys.
Listen.
No, a lot of Twitter tough guys
listen,
out there.
Listen, yeah, douchebag. Mike Rizzo has nothing to do with the seats that we get at the games. We are partners with the Nationals.
That's correct.
We have an allotment of seats for every single game. Mm-hmm. Every single game.
Oh, I have an update.
Has nothing to do with Mike.
Speaking of that, I used the Junks reach.
Oh, yeah.
We have some reach and
influence. You got some in San Diego?
Might have some tickets for the Nats Padres game.
And I bet you have way better than what you would have normally gotten.
I think they're pretty good, but I was told by a little birdie, it's kind of made me laugh, that because these tickets were given by like upper people in the Pods organization, can't wear Nats gear.
Yeah,
which is fine. I'll just wear neutral gear, whatever. Yeah. But I mean, I was initially planning on wearing like a Nats lid.
Are you going to be in a suite or something? Is that why you're
I don't think it's in a suite, but I think it's in a spot where the brass gives out tickets.
Yeah.
So they don't want to look down and see this dummy wearing like a Nats lid.
Who gave the tickets to the Nats fans? Because there are seats.
Exactly.
Right. No, I get
it. So I'm just going to my wife and I will fly under the radar.
It's worth it.
Yeah, of course it's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Good call.
So hopefully the Nats have won a game.
Right.
By that time.
I mean, eventually they're going to win.
When I'm in San Diego next week.
I don't know.
Let's hope they've broken out of this slump.
Last night was, I was like, all right, so Chelsea had me thinking, they could just upgrade the hitting coach just because them to hit, but then they give up like 100 dingers. Well, how can you do that? How can you fire the hitting coach after you just give up 100 dingers? Like, they're in such a weird spot.
Their bullpen ERA is second worst in the majors.
Yeah.
Their bullpen is a mockery. They're making a mockery out of baseball. That's what they're doing. I put no stock into the 6 runs they scored last night. Zippy.
Oh, that was biggest garbage time.
The Rockies threw some guy in there has a 10 ERA. They just wanted to end the game. That had nothing to do with it. It was the bullpen.
But Soraka was pitching good. He was giving a bunch of, like, he had like 9 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. So he was all or nothing. He's either striking out guys or giving up bombs.
I mean, he kept them in the game. He only gave up 3 runs. But
I saw a Nats fan on Twitter that went to the other bullpen on the way out. They're like, the Nats are forcing me to go to the bullpen postgame now. Yeah. Which is usually a big pregame hangout.
Yeah, now they're going
postgame. But yeah, I mean, losing 10 straight, it's forcing people to drink on the way out of Nats Park
and
now.
Think about this. If they somehow lose this series, which looks like they are, I mean, they're dreadful right now. If they lose these 2 games to the Rockies, they got to go play the Dodgers and the Padres out there.
Well, they're on a 9-9 game West Coast swing.
And then the Angels, and the Angels have just shut out the freaking Yankees back-to-back games. Right. I don't know where that's coming from. But, they're a 9-game West Coast roadie, and you're going to be
one of those games against the Marlins and the Rockies where they're supposed to be making some hay at home against some of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
Turns out now they're amongst the company of the worst teams in the league.
It's just
they're getting
weird
in that territory.
Just weird how the wheels fell off. I still can't quite wrap my head around it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I can kind of wrap my head around it. There's a lot of young players, and you have a low payroll. You don't have a lot of
I know, but through the first 65 games or so, they were, roughly just a little bit under 500, and then the wheels just fell off. I mean, 65 games, okay, it's not a full season. Pretty good sample size. And then wheels just fell off, and I agree. I mean, sometimes you have to make a change just for the sake of change. It's awful.
I mean, look, the Orioles did it. They sucked, and they fired Hyde. The Rockies, speaking of, the Rockies, who are getting ready to sweep the Nats, fired their manager like 2 weeks ago,
right.
Bud Black.
If there's any kind of indication, the Orioles are 16-13 since Tony Mancini
took
over.
The Rockies suck. I know they suck. We've talked about them all season.
Hold on, I'm not done. The Rockies fired their manager.
Yeah.
The Pirates, they were sucking. They fired their manager. All right, so
yeah.
I'm not saying it's all Bud Black's fault and Derek Shelton's fault and Brandon Hyde's fault, but you have to make a move if your team sucks.
To defend the Nats ever so slightly, the Rockies, I believe, are 7-7 in their last 14.
Mm-hmm.
After just being horrendous to out of the gate.
Yeah, I know. But,
so they've been better. Now they still suck. Don't get me wrong. And the Nats should not be giving up 7 home runs to them in a game.
I couldn't
believe
it.
It's a bad look. It's a terrible look.
Yeah.
But the Rockies have been, they've been getting a little bit of a bump of late. Again, it's a bad look to get.
Also,
to
remember,
lose
3 of those 7 or 5 of the 7 are the Marlins and Nats.
Okay. But you could, I mean, we're saying that the Nats should be beating those teams too. And they're dropping games to them.
Because they're probably in the same class as them.
That's my point.
You know what I actually thought
last
night? I was actually thinking, now listen, there's 2 different issues. So you have the fans, they're just fed up. All right, that's one issue. That's important. They're the ones that go to the games. They're the ones that buy the tickets. They're the ones that keep you viable. Fans, they need a scalp. Minimum, they need a scalp. But on the other side, I wonder if the learners even care. It's a legitimate question because they're not spending any money relative to the rest of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just don't care if they win or lose. They clearly don't care that much. They're not all in. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
So maybe they don't even care. Maybe that's why Chelsea said yesterday, which is a little counterintuitive,
that when she went to the park, and I know how Mike is, and you know that he was just fine. Davey was just fine.
They're upbeat. Everybody was,
yeah, maybe because they're actually feeling zero pressure from ownership. Clearly, fans are at a crossroads. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the other part of it is the Lakers don't even really care. It
well,
could
I mean,
be.
I would think that they care if no one's at the game because they're losing money that way. But in terms of wins and losses,
I mean, do they even know? Maybe well, someone has to
they clearly
email
don't,
them
they
and
don't,
let them know
they
what's
clearly
going on.
Don't care that much because they're not spending the money to put better players on the roster.
For sure.
And if they're just going to rely on, you know, these top prospects for the next 3 or 4 years, well, you know the saying, prospects sometimes are suspects.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah,
we have no idea. I mean, James Wood looks like he's going to be a superstar, but we have no idea about these other guys.
I think House, the early returns, looks decent.
I mean, he's
had
a couple
had a
hits
good
last
start.
Night. Yeah.
And even when he's not been getting hits, you know, he's been hitting the ball, I think, decently.
But we thought that about Robert Hassel, and in the last 2 weeks, he's been hitting 190, and they set him down.
By the way, what a weird situation for Brady House to come into. Like, the team, I think he came when the team was
imploding.
An eight-game losing streak. Now it's 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the most positive vibes for him to step into.
No, it's terrible.
So good for him having a few hits.
It's terrible.
Yesterday.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But look, I mean, their bullpen the ERA is 5.8.
Yeah.
It's second worst in the league only to the Athletics. They suck. The bullpen sucks. And we saw what happened in the first game in the series. Finnegan comes in, two bombs, game over, blew that series.
Right.
Or blew that game. Last night you saw what Cole Henry did. Did he even get an out?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't think he did. Give up four runs, didn't get an out. Rutledge came in, bomb. I mean, it's embarrassing.
The bullpen was disastrous last night. We have some Davey Martinez audio from postgame last night. The Nats' 10th straight loss.
I don't know to what extent you were hearing what's going on around you in those moments as you go to take the ball from them, but there was a lot of booing in the crowd. It's a 10th straight loss. How do you process that?
Well, I don't. I mean, I really, honestly, for me, it's, you know, I try to look at the positive. You know, House, you know, had a good day at the plate. Lyles won about well. Josh Bellstrom's won about well. Young, man, staying on the ball better today, you know, so. But I look at it is, you know, this team doesn't quit. It's late, you know, we have life at the end. They don't give in. You know, we had good at-bats. For me, now we got to take those at-bats to the early part of the game. That's going to be the key. I mean, we got to come out and from the get-go, you know, get the ball up in the zone and really get good at-bats, you know. Believe me, it stinks, man. Nobody wants to lose 10 in a row. No way. I mean, I don't. I know I don't. I know those guys don't. But we're not going to quit. You know, we're going to keep fighting. I mean, that's who we are. And, you know, I don't quit, and I'm not going to quit on those guys. So we got to keep fighting every day.
EB, I've got a good bit for us. He says he only looks at the positives. We can subcontract ourselves to be the negativity consultants for Davey and the Nats.
To give him all the bad
news. Help him look at some of the negatives.
No, but he doesn't want to look at it.
I mean, he doesn't want to, but I mean, sometimes you got to stare reality. You got to stare down the barrel of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, but I mean, it's hard to point out positives when you're in the midst of a 10-game losing streak.
Yeah.
I know that he's trying to stay positive, trying to get the team out of it. Negativity consultants. We need to come up with a pitch.
I don't know if I want
let's
that job.
Let's have a post-game meeting.
I don't want that
a post-show
job.
Post-show meeting at before your nap. Let's budget it in.
I'm looking at where they are ranked, you know, across Major League Baseball. So in homers, they're 22nd. In average, they're 22nd. It's actually a couple spots better than I thought they'd be. Pitching, where are they in pitching? Just like in team ERA, they're 27th. Only three teams worse, the Marlins, Athletics, and hello, the Rockies. I mean, that's
by the way, the Rockies, who only have 16 wins, they're, you know, they're the worst team, but they have not had a 10-game losing streak this year. They're 16-57, did not lose 10 straight.
Do have one.
I don't know how many teams have 10 game losing streaks.
There can't be a lot.
It's hard to do. I mean,
exactly. All right, as we've said earlier, you don't want to miss Mike Rizzo. He's going to join the show coming up at 9 a.m. today. That is some appointment radio, so be sure to tune in. Coming up next, we'll get into the Junkies sports page. The Stanley Cup was in the building last night in Florida. Florida takes it down for the second year in a row. We'll get into WNBA with Caitlin Clark in action and more. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.